Hello, penny droppers. Now, you're in the car with me today because I'm driving along the highway and I just keep seeing something that reminds me of you.
I'm on the way from Launceston to Devonport today to run a workshop, which reminded me of a road trip I did in LA. I think the similarities are obvious. In 2007, me and my then boyfriend, now husband Barney, went to LA and we were staying at Santa Monica Pier. We wanted to do all the touristy stuff, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, the Hollywood sign. And it wasn't until we got there that we realized how massive LA is and how kind of useless the public transport system is, and that it's really tricky to get from place to place. And so we decided that we would hire a car. And what did we pick? Of course we did. A black Mustang convertible. Because we really wanted to go particularly to the Hollywood sign. So we're at the hire car place, and I remember we were just about to take off, and the guy who served us said, "Do you want to hire a TomTom for $50? Remember TomToms? Like, this was well before Google Maps. But we were on kind of a backpacker's budget. $50 seemed way too much. And plus, we could see the Hollywood sign. We knew where we were going. And I do remember that we had one of those brochures that the hotel gives you, like, and on the back of it, there's that map of the city with like five arterial roads and a big star that says you are here. So we had that, we could see the sign, we thought we'll be fine. No way are we spending our $50 on that. And we were fine for about 2 minutes. LA traffic is hectic. Oh my, I'm surprised we got married. And I remember that there was one point when we were coming down this curved slip lane. So here we are. We're in a black Mustang convertible for my husband, who's Australian. It feels like he is driving on the wrong side of the car, on the wrong side of the road. And we come around the corner and suddenly we're merging into 8 lanes of traffic and we're on our way to Mexico. And I just remember very usefully pointing out the back of the car at the Hollywood sign and saying, "But we're meant to be there." Yes, yes, we were. It was a little bit tense in that car for a while. And look, I think what I remember learning on that particular trip is that it's not enough to have a destination. We really do need some directions to get there. We need a map. Do you have a map? Do you have a plan of how you're going to get to where you want to be? In our workplaces, we have all sorts of different plans. Like, we have strategic plans, we have project plans. Your plan might be your calendar or a to-do list. Do you have this stuff sorted? Whether you do or you don't, I'm actually not that interested in your plan. What I'm interested in as I'm driving along the highway today is how you'll know if it's working, if you're on track. Because what keeps popping up in front of me on this drive today are every 100 metres are signs. They're everywhere. You know what it's like when you're driving on the road. There are big ones that tell me how much longer I've got to go until I reach my destination. There are littler ones that let me know that there are other options to take, other ways to get there. And then there's those sort of safety ones, the caution ones, that tell me if I need to be aware of any hazards. And so as we're getting closer to the end of 2023 and perhaps doing some planning for 2024, I'm wondering if you've got signs set up that will help you gauge if you're on track once you hit the road. And on cue, gosh, I've timed that well, here is my exit. But before I go, speaking of signs, if you'd like to show me a sign that you enjoy listening to this podcast or perhaps help direct other people here, I would love you to leave a review in your podcast app. Stars, words, whatever works for you. It really helps people find their way here. Here's my exit. I'll talk to you next week.